The Sportsman's Gum.
Simmerol chewing gum. Simmerol chewing gum. Simmerol.
Good morning. This is Mark Stewart from the production studio of Radio Nordsee on the Mevo 2. Well, I had a rough day yesterday, as you may have heard on the air. I was very seasick, but the captain told me it was a 4-7 to 8 gale with a steady roll. Well, if that's a steady roll, what's it like when it's really bad?
George!
Ah, I don't know. In the studio, a bit about the equipment, one Spotmaster and one Plessy. The Plessy doesn't work, but they both work on the same system, you'll be interested to know. The record decks are what is known as EMTs, and I've never seen, they've got them all over the boat. There's nothing like them. They actually work automatically, so I don't have to bother about slip mats or anything. You just cue them up and the usual distance of the cue, and then as soon as you push the phaser up on the panel, of course they come on like this. It's very good, isn't it? That's that. You have to see them to actually believe how useful that they can be. You know, you don't have to bother about any hands or anything.
This is the place that's gonna blow your mind.
Place that's gonna blow your mind.
Place that's gonna blow your mind.
Hey, really?
This is the sound of radio.
The sound of radio.
The sound of radio.
I had a look around the boat just before I was seasick. It's a beautiful boat, it really is. I mean, it's obviously made for disc jockeys who didn't really want to go on a boat, but had to because there were no other stations left to go on. Yes, it's built like that. Unfortunately, the fire has ruined a lot of the luxury. For instance, we haven't got our own bathroom now. Just two showers left at the far end of the boat and three wash basins. But before, the disc jockeys had their own bathroom. As seen, by the way, in the RNI book, it's the bathroom that's got the kind of a funny continental thing in it and the showers. Unfortunately, as I say, it's now the galley, which isn't too good. Oh, that's what spotmasters do for you.
Makes me happier than I've ever been before.
We've still got quite a roll on, but it's only about 4-2 or 3 now. If you... Thank you.
Makes me happier than I've ever been before.
I saw I pressed it around twice just to make sure it didn't go wrong. I don't know what's the matter with these things. If you hear a program underneath me, it's our Dutch disc jockey in the next studio. Some of the programs are, of course, live, and that particular one is live. If you hear the program underneath me, it's because I'm about 10 yards from the 110,000-watt transmitter, and the FMs, they're all just through two doors, one fire door and one ordinary door. And the wind really whistles, they're all air-cooled, but the actual cooling is in the air, you see, which isn't too bad. No, what I mean is it's not blasted up onto the transmitter, it's just blasted through the actual transmitter hall. So needless to say, if you want to go and dry your hair, you know, that's the place. The banging you can hear is the anchor chain and the little tender, which is outside. I'll just turn around and see there's no one else in the studio, so it must be there. A little tender comes along and gives us, emergency things. But it didn't bring any Dutch tape, so I don't know what they're going to do in future.
The chairman of the board of the Happiness Corporation.
Goes on a bit, doesn't it? Can't find though many of the original jingles. They all seem to be scrapped. There's somewhere near about 400 cartridges to 500 cartridges on this boat, and the problem is there's no tape for them, you see, and we're waiting for tape, but they didn't bring any out on the little tender. The Mevo 1, I can't remember if I told you, but the Mevo 1 is gone. It's disappeared, and I think it's gone to Rotterdam, but Well, the Kurt, the radio engineer, was saying that, so perhaps that's the last we've seen of it. They don't seem to be repairing the boat or doing much, work on anything at the moment. Everything stopped. The 31-meter band will not be working. I don't know. Anyway, what else is there to tell you? Well, the tape recorders are Revox. That's the thing we don't talk about. Inland, the tape recorders are Telefunken with the silent gate, much the same as the record player, which is, as you remember, that.
I play the janitor, you play the monitor.
Thank you. And you can't hear them, so they use them for jingles. No cartridge machines on land, by the way.
This is the Crispy and St. John Show.
Right! Radio Lossy.
And that's who I'm sitting in for this week, between the hours of 8 and 10. Next week it may or may not be the Mike Ross Show. Anyway, I'm going back up to my cabin now to sort out tonight's programme and put all my records away, because I was too ill last night to actually do. I was supposed to read the news, by the way, last night, but someone else kindly did it for me. By the way, the thing to do, I found, when you're seasick is not to go on deck and watch that aerial swaying around, because, it's got a 37 degrees, and then we flop over and go head over heels, you see, and it goes to 25, and it's somehow stabilised, but yesterday it was going more. Anyway, I'll see you in about 3 weeks' time.
This is the place that's gonna blow your mind.
Place that's gonna blow your mind.
Place that's gonna blow your mind. This is the sound of radio, the
sound of radio.
This is the sound of radio, the sound.
Not such a good morning as you think. Actually, it's all down to your touch of your 4th-8 gales, which means when you want to try and get 8 hours sleep and you've only had 3.5 hours, it makes you feel like... I tell you, it's bad. If you could see this production studio, I said there's records and tapes flying out in all directions, and we've got over the words part. What's been worrying me is the mast will snap on, but apparently it doesn't. Well, it hasn't yet. I didn't like the way the crew stayed up last night. That was uncanny. They usually go to bed, you see, after television closes down. So that made me wonder. Even the captain was up. Mind you, that was only because there was a bottle of gin open. Yes, captain and gin first. The music underneath me is Casey and the Pressure Groups, a little thing called ERG, which is the Jan van Veen theme tune. It's very good, isn't it? Sounds like the R&I Stick tune, and they use a lot of this Casey stuff for all our drive-in things, you know, and all the hit-pick jingles and all stuff like that. And the cartridge just says R&I Exotics. Let's sort of see what it does. Yeah, doesn't do much, does it? I'll press it again. Yeah. Okay, if you like that type of thing. I had a funny experience this morning, actually. Not so funny. The boat can roll 37 degrees without any danger whatsoever. You see, 37 degrees, yes, that's right. And it rolled just over 30, between 30 and 32. The cook, you see, he was standing in the what's now the galley, and the refrigerator flew past him.
This is the Mark Stewart Hitpick.
That's one of our Dutch newsreaders who's just gone off the boat, Leo. He's very good. But Leo Hounders. I tell you, they speak better English than we do, like what? Anyway, I hope you enjoyed all the jingles at the beginning of the tape. I haven't been put... Oh, there goes the cartridge. Actually, let me see, it's 10 to 12 on a Tuesday. Everybody's up. Boy, it's impossible to sleep in my cabin. It looks like a bomb's hit it. If you can hear any RF underneath me, I don't know if I've said it before, it's because, well, I'm just a few yards from the big transmitter. Oh, speaking of the big transmitter, it's running now at about 40 kilowatts. And the new gear to phase the two transmitters together, because only one half is working, you know, but they've got both of them working, but at half power, if you see what I mean. Well, the thing to phase them together to get it to 80 kilowatts has arrived on the boat, and we're just waiting for the orders from you-know-who. Yes, you-know-who. Yes, him, Mr. You-know-who. And we'll be on 80 kilowatts. Can't go any higher because, well, just the mast won't take it, or, you know, nothing could happen. Actually, Leo's just walked into the next studio. He's trying to listen to what I'm saying on the link. Oh, he can hear me now. Can you hear me? No, he can't hear me. Well, that's it. Oh, yeah, new telex arrived because our other one was broken. We couldn't receive anything. But we pinch it from UNS and UPI. We just tune into their shortwave transmissions, you see. Ah, it's all fun. Anyway, I hope to be getting a letter from somebody. I haven't received one letter since I've been out here because the tenders, you know, there's all over the place. Anyway, let's hope for bigger and better things. I don't know if I told you, the Royal Navy airplane checks us every half an hour in a gale to make sure that we're still afloat. Us and Veronica flies around Rem Island, which is just along the coast a bit. We can see them all. Veronica's only a few hundred yards away. They didn't see the fire. They must be kidding. By the way, if you do send anything out, if you could send some blank tapes. No, no, better not. But don't do that yet. It's too bulky. Do it later. Next week I'm on the 4 till 6 or the 12 till 3 and or show. So that should be quite exciting. Anyway, I'm going on deck now. Do some press-ups. It's quite easy, so you just stand still and let the boat do the rest. Anyway, I'll bid you a very good morning.
71 Europe, the summertime, and I...
Oh, no.